we move into the annual mid-session recess for the Senate. Anything in the first half that strikes your fancy that you're glad that happened?
Well, a lot of good things and a few bad things. And the shutdown of the Senate for basically 2 weeks, we experienced that most of this week. And it's so unproductive whenever they basically, in my opinion, pout over, you know, us passing a bill when the 24 people basically in favor of it and 8 against it. I still think the majority should rule. And whenever they shut down the Senate like it has been, it affects good bills being passed and time to come up. So I find that very discouraging because I do have, I think, some good bills out there and other senators have good bills. And hopefully after spring break, we can kiss and make up and it'll all be well. And we can get along with the majority party and the minority party to do things right for the state of Missouri. But so far, this first half has been, I think, pretty productive. We did a tort reform bill to cut back on lawsuits. That's going to save Missourians quite a little bit of money. We did some labor reform that I think is going to be a very good deal for the state of Missouri. Did the Religious Freedom Act, which led to the shutdown of the Senate, but I think that's good. People of faith ought to be able to express their faith. I have such a strong belief. I think Christians far too long, I think they're the most persecuted people in the world, and they've been told far too long to keep your mouth shut and just, you know, get ran over. And I think this is standing up to that. And I was really proud about sticking together and doing that. We've done some health reform and stuff like that, cutting back on emergency room care for people. And that's so expensive if they could just go to a doctor and prevent going to emergency room. And I think that's good. Had several different bills dealing with that. We've got an exciting deal about some new prescription drugs that are going to change some things that really have a lot of promising hope that we're going to be early out on. So there's several things we've done like that. We've taken up several of the ethics bills and passed those, a couple more to go. But I think that's a good thing for Missouri. And I think that's a good thing of the images that you see and how it reflects on what's being done up here as far as we're actually are getting. The ethics violations are really pretty minor. And when I look back at previous years and hear all the stories, I mean, Jeff City runs a pretty clean act up here, I believe we do. Not perfect, I understand, but I do think it's a pretty clean act. Just heard about something, agriculture just had, people sometimes don't like lobbyists. I have to understand they do serve their part and just had a lobbyist come in, excited, something I never heard about. They're able to now produce coal out of agricultural waste. So they can take corn stalks and take the carbon out of them by putting them into a big screw compressor. And they can basically do what's happened, what's taken nature maybe 2,000 or 3,000 years to create. We can create coal that burns a lot cleaner than the traditional coal, uses that farmer's waste, helps clean up their fields, take some of that out of it, and also reduce cost and make it more efficient. And that would be a tremendous thing if we could keep our coal burning plants from having to convert to other materials right now. That's kind of exciting, and that's part that makes it fun up here is hearing this innovation edges that are coming along. And so when you hear something like that happening, that's a good thing. So it's been a good first half of the session. The rest is going to go awfully fast. It does scare me. If we have other shutdowns, we've got voter ID coming up. We've got a good anti-abortion bill coming up. We've got several other things. Plus, we've got a budget coming up that could take 2 or 3 days or a week to go over. And so that'll be interesting. And start the budget hearings next Tuesday, 8:30 in the morning. So I'll leave the night before and come up and get prepared for it and sit in and start listening, see where we're going to come up with basically $28 billion for the state of Missouri to operate what we do.